This is Chubby Ray Live. And here is your host, Mr. Ray Light.
Oh, yes! Welcome! Hey, what's going on, people? It is Chubby Ray Live. My name is Ray Lytle. It's great to be here. And welcome to another edition of the show that all of America isn't talking about. We are here on a Thursday. What a show today. What a show. But before we get into it, let me introduce all the players for the program. For those of you who are new, let me introduce the players to the show. First off, my co-host is from Liverpool, England, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to introduce to you a former bass player of the Scums of Anarchy. It is the one and only Gully.
Hello, Reverend.
How are you, Gully? It's great to talk to you.
I'm pretty good.
It's great to have you here.
Three mobile phones makes everything good.
Also, Gully, by the way, he's also the illegitimate child of Ringo Starr. We're pretty sure. Don't have any proof of that, but we're pretty sure. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd also like to introduce to you, from Parts Unknown, the one and only Vanilla Gorilla. Who's back, by the way? He's been gone. Have you noticed? He's been gone for a few shows. He's finally back.
You know what? I was here Monday. Nobody told me about Monday.
Oh, that we weren't doing a show Monday?
No, I heard the Friday show, and you're like, well, see you Monday.
Well, we said it Friday. You know what? And I thought about that. We decided we weren't doing a show after we went off the air. Because you know how sometimes we stop the podcast? Here's how the show works, people. The majority of people listen to podcasts, or they listen over Stitcher, or they listen on their phone. You know, there's different ways to listen to the show. The majority of people do that. And we record the show live every day with an audience, with a studio audience. No, we record the show live every day from 4:30 to 6. And there's, you know, people that are into listen to the show. And when we stop recording of the show, we stay on a few minutes afterwards. Just for the handful of people that stuck with us for the whole show. And a lot of time we make decisions then. And Gully said it was a holiday in England. So I said, well, then more than likely we won't do a show because it's opening day.
What holiday? Was it like Ozzy Osbourne's birthday or something? What do they do when it's on Monday in England?
Day after Easter Day.
Is it
Easter Day?
It's a holiday.
It's a bank holiday. Do you work at a bank, Gully?
No, but every day is a holiday for me. So
why you got to give Gully grief? Let him celebrate his pagan holidays. What's wrong with you?
I'd already tucked into a bottle of wine before the show.
Yeah, and he was bombed anyway. So we had to. So we decided we weren't going to do a show. You're right. I should have. I didn't even think that you wouldn't know because you wouldn't. Because we stopped recording at that point.
Forgot about me.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Oops.
I see where I rate.
Also on the show, producer to the stars, the one and only from Los Angeles, California, David Pickett.
Why is he producing again?
He's never stopped. He's always been the producer. He's never stopped. He's never really stopped.
I've heard his work.
Listen, he did really good today. He set up an interview that I needed to get set up. On today's show, I'm very excited about this. On today's show, I really am.
You know, I have just a buttload of notes, too.
We'll get right to those, actually, because we got about 13 minutes before we get our first guest. But on today's show, we're going to have Senate candidate, all right, from the state of Missouri. This is a guy running for the United States Senate. From the state of Missouri, Glenn Miller.
You're going to have Glenn Miller?
Glenn Miller.
No. I'm not too excited for having set up this interview.
Who, by the way, is an openly racist.
Hey, you know, at least he's honest about it.
You know what? I will give you that. I will give you that.
He's not like Harry Reid.
He's an openly
tries to hide it.
Racist candidate for the United States Senate. And he is, I'm very interested in hearing what he has to say. I'm very excited.
It'll be very interesting.
I'm very excited about him. I don't know why I'm so excited to get to talk to a racist, but I don't know.
Better not mention that you're Mexican, then.
You remember?
I don't know. I wonder what he'll think because I am a Mexican.
You remember when
that straight away?
But he shouldn't hate me.
Call it Gray Davis.
Yes.
And they had the porn star. Why can't we get her? If we're going to have political figures in the show, why can't we get the porn star?
We'll try. We'll try. You know, I wonder if he will dislike me because I am Mexican. Of course, I better say I'm half Mexican. Right?
So, he'll only half hate you then.
Yeah.
So should I pretend to be black then?
No, we better not tell him that Gully's Jewish. No, Gully's not Jewish.
No, but he's a racist, not an
Indian. He's like most racists. He hates blacks and then Jews and then
probably people who aren't from the U.S.
I'm usually.
What have the Jews really done?
Well, listen, I don't know. I'm not a racist. I don't know. I've known several Jewish people. I've never really known them to be any different than. To be any different from anybody else. I'm a little jealous of them at Christmas because most of the Jews I've known, they celebrate both Hanukkah and Christmas, and they double dip in the gift category. I'm a little bothered by that, but
if you coach him,
we'll see where he ranks because I used to have Matt when I was in Peoria. We had Matt Hale on, and Matt was a supremacist, white supremacist, and Matt once gave me his list of who he hates the most. And I think I was like fourth on the list for Matt's chain of hate.
Well, you were like fourth and a half.
I think the blacks were first, but I think the Jews were second on his. I'm serious. I think it was blacks, Jews, and then it was there was a couple over me. He hated the Middle Easterners, I think, too. But I think that the Mexicans were down four or five on the list. I remember being happy that I wasn't number one. So we'll see what Glenn... The thing about Glenn Miller, though, is he's got enough support to be a write-in candidate, right? I mean, he's actually had enough people in Missouri make him a legitimate write-in candidate for senator. I'm interested in what he has to say, and... how the campaign is going. Like to get his thoughts on things like the healthcare plan. And
can I ask him if he was ever a member of an orchestra?
Of an orchestra?
Yep.
Yeah, did he ever play trombone?
No, not that Glenn Miller.
Oh.
And I'd be willing to bet that his political beliefs are probably closer to gorillas than they are to mine.
Maybe his political beliefs, but not his social.
I'm just saying... I bet he's closer to you, and we'll leave it at that. But who knows? We'll talk to him. I'm very excited about talking to him today. Yellow Fury says he was on Howard Stern yesterday. I heard he was on Howard Stern yesterday. I have not heard it. I'm excited about hearing it, but, well, he can't hate the Jews if he was on Stern's show, right? Because Howard's a half-Jew.
But he's a non-practicing Jew.
Yeah, but you don't understand. These racists, it doesn't matter to them.
Are they doing like the rule of three generation or something?
It doesn't matter. I think Howard Stern's, I don't know, I think his dad's Jewish, right?
All right, we got to do this, Frank.
Isn't Howard Stern's dad the one that's Jewish?
I don't know.
It was explained to me once from a Jewish friend of mine. Here's how it works. If your mother is Jewish, okay... then you're Jewish. If your father's Jewish, then you're half Jewish or something. I'm serious. Most practicing Jews have their father as the Jewish one, the non-practicing.
So how it stands to tell you to Jew?
I don't know how it works. I'm not even going to pretend. It's not like the East Coast. When I lived in the East, that's one of the first questions they ask you. Like when I lived in New York, one of the first things they ask is. They beat around the bush, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
To find out what your religious makeup is.
I'm a Buddhist.
Like a lot of the time, people get to meet me, you know, and they look at me and they sort of wonder.
Catholic.
Eventually, they get around. Well, they never even question that. They get around to, am I Mexican? Am I Hawaiian? What's going on that my skin is so brown? You know what I mean?
I'm just tan.
As I've gotten older and fatter, I've looked more Hawaiian. I don't know why that is, but
actually, I think you kind of look Samoan.
Samoan. When I was younger, I looked very, very Hispanic. As I get older, like I say, I look a little more Samoan.
I think we should get a diaper on you. It could be Rikishi's tag team.
Which partner. I'm not sure. I'm not sure it's so far off, you know. But anyway, so as the years have gone by, you know, that's usually how people get around to asking me. And my name is Scottish. You know, Lytle's a Scottish name. I sound like a good old-fashioned white boy. Until they see me, then they go, whoa, what the hell's, what's going on with him?
You know, I have noticed, too, that you sound nothing like any of your brothers.
Yeah, I don't. Because I've
thank
college,
God.
I have a college education.
All right, we got to get to know Trey.
I have an education. Okay, hold on. So, when you're in the Midwest, that's when they eventually get to what your ethnic background is. Like, I know guys who are half black, and they eventually get around to finding out what their ethnic background is. But they usually don't care what your religion is. When you go to the East Coast, and I knew when I was in New York, they eventually got around to asking in a roundabout way if I was Jewish or not.
You know how they do that in the Midwest, right?
They ask first if I was Catholic. Well, I got to be honest, in the Midwest, I don't think we really care, do we? I mean...
No, in the Midwest, if somebody wants to know, they go, hey, are you a Jew?
But do you care? Do you know, of the people you work with, do you know what their religion is, what their religious background is, what their practices are?
Yes, actually, I do.
I just don't know why...
Doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense. Yeah. It doesn't make any difference.
I don't care one way or the other, but I just know.
That doesn't bother me one, you know.
I don't care what their religion is. I just, for whatever reason,
I know. It seems in the Midwest, we're less likely to give a rat's ass about a person's religious makeup. Well, of course, Jews, I guess it's a whole ethnic thing, too, with the people that hate them, but.
Shabbat Shalom.
Yeah. But I don't know. We're talking to this guy in about 5 minutes. We talked to Glenn Miller, openly racist Senate candidate.
See, you killed all my time for notes.
Well, can we start? We got 5 minutes.
All right, I'm going to read them real quick.
All right. These are your. You listened to the last few shows that you haven't been on, and you've taken some notes. All right.
Yes, we're going to go all the way back to last Thursday.
Oh,
right?
How many notes do you have?
I have many pages.
Oh. Maybe we should wait for these stupid notes.
Let's see. Last Thursday, somebody's got ball itch in the morning, Ray, and I only have one question for that.
Somebody's got what?
You have ball itch in the morning?
Oh, no, I was talking about, I was scratching my nuts.
Yeah,
when
while
somebody
the
was
people
walking
were looking
by.
At
you. Right, yeah.
The question I have is, have you been hanging out with Sarah Jane?
No, God, no. God.
That's going to itch for more than the morning.
No, that's more than itch, isn't it?
That's
going to
rush.
I'm going to like skip around here.
That requires medicine for the rest of your life.
And you were talking about when you're like playing and your balls start to itch, and then your neck starts to smell.
Oh, your guitar. I'm saying that when you get sweaty, and you're playing in a band, you find a way to scratch yourself or.
Right. You know. Now the question I have is, when you post your guitar on eBay, are you going to put one used Fender smells like Fromunda cheese?
No, you have to. You wipe your guitar down after the gig. One of the reasons. That's one of the reasons is to get the ball smell or ass smell. Sometimes your ass itches too.
Leo Sayer,
yes,
amazingly sounds like Gully.
Yes, you're right. We interviewed Leo Sayer.
We all sound the same, apparently.
On April Fool's Day, we interviewed Leo Sayer, who, by the way, lives in the same building. Gully lives in a high rise, and Leo Sayer is one of his neighbors. But you guys didn't know that.
You were talking about Richard Simmons.
Yes.
Richard Simmons actually is out of the closet. He has announced that he is gay.
I don't think he ever has.
He did a few years ago, right?
Are you serious?
Yep.
I would need proof of that. I don't think he ever has.
I will find it. I will find it in a minute, because I want to get through these real quick.
Okay.
You guys are talking about Tony B being a hound.
Yes.
Tony B is more than a hound. I have stories about the man. There was an all-American douchebag that was written about him. It was Webcam C. Shower.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gully mentioned that England is the worst for military equipment. And that's not true. Try France. Every time somebody goes into France, we surrender!
Cheesy thinks surrender monkeys.
And then Gully said something about being a woman. If Gully becomes a woman, Sarah Jane moves up a rung on the ladder. Page 2. This is Friday.
All right, you're moving along. Okay.
Oh, you missed something on Friday. I don't know if you can cue this up real quick or not.
I doubt it, but what is it?
Friday's show at 14:10. You missed Joe. Snuck something in, and you missed it. Because I'm sure you would have reamed him for
he
this.
He said something while we were on the air, and I didn't catch it.
You didn't catch it. You missed it. Here's what Joe said. At 14:10, Joe, you were talking about your wife going to the hotel, and you were going to go out there. You missed Joe asking you if you needed a cameraman for you and your wife while you were at the hotel.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. No, I did miss that.
Ugh. Oh, you were talking about your gray hair on the sides. Yes. And when it goes completely salt and pepper, you're going to let it go?
Yes.
My comment to that is you would look like an obese Eric Estrada.
Nice.
A morbidly obese Eric Estrada.
Yes.
Joe is talking about he went last week and met some people. They took the kids and stuff.
Yes.
Hey, why is Joe taking his kids when he's meeting prospective people to bank
kids? I don't understand that. Why does he... Yeah, he's... Why does he bring his kid over to a swinger? What is wrong with him?
Someone's got to get the beard.
He's very odd.
Why is he taking his children? I don't care what they're doing.
Right.
But, you know, leave the children out.
Well, maybe the people have a nice... Maybe they're a swinger couple that he went to go see. So
right.
Maybe they have people over all the time, and they have, like, a playroom for the kids downstairs.
That's creepy.
So the adults are playing, and the kids are playing.
In
the play dungeon.
I just wanted to make mention about Friday's show that it goes to hell in an Easter basket when Joe was on and I'm not here.
Yeah, you're right. You are correct.
Page 3, Monday.
Okay. More notes.
Yes. I only have one note about Monday.
Okay.
Who in their right mind does a show about a towel?
That was a Tuesday show, actually.
That was Monday's show. Oh, yeah, Tuesday show. You're Tuesday. Right. Tuesday.
Well, it's because Foon ruined the towel.
Yes, it was a towel. You don't spend 45 minutes screaming about a towel.
Do you know how much money those towels cost?
They're probably like, what, 10 bucks a piece?
We don't have a lot of money. We certainly don't have time.
It's a towel. Get over it.
For Joe to, or for my brother Foon to ruin a towel.
Oh, my Lord.
Towel man.
He said he cut you a check.
Yeah. Trust me, I
never,
know Foon.
Never check.
Yeah. I'm not going to see it. Trust me, I won't see a damn check.
That was the only note I had for Tuesday.
Thank you.
For yesterday's show, I had like a list. Like it was like 4 pages long of a list. Oh. And then you said something that just irritated me to no end.
What is that?
I tore him up. Tore him up, Ray.
What did I say that made you so incensed?
You said... Oh, it pisses me off even just to think about it.
What is it?
you said, no, this is real. This isn't a joke or anything. Right. You said that there were jobs that were beneath people in America. Like getting a job at McDonald's is beneath some people.
I didn't say it was beneath. I said, why would you steal a job that is meant for someone just entering the workplace?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does.
They will take the most qualified person for the job.
Gorilla.
That's not you stealing their job. That's them giving someone else the job.
You completely missed the point of what I'm saying. This is the problem with people that are like-minded with you in your political beliefs. You've got someone who went... There was a hierarchy of how things happen in this country or how things are supposed to happen. This is supposed to be a country where hard work pays off.
That's right, and it does.
No, it doesn't. The advantaged always have benefits that the disadvantaged don't. And even when the disadvantaged work their ass off to try to get ahead and something happens, the advantaged will say things ignorant like, there's plenty of jobs. Well, they could get a job at goddamn McDonald's.
That's right. You can.
No, you got a person with a college degree in business and finance.
It doesn't matter.
And you would rather have them steal a job from a 17-year-old.
That's right.
Than get unemployment.
That's exactly right.
You are retarded. Hey, unemployment is yes.
Glenn Miller is just called me. Okay. He is all ready for his interview.
Okay, good. So I can stop arguing. I have to stop arguing with...
Can I play something for you just briefly?
Yes.
It's a Glenn Miller little ad. I figured this would be a good way to, before we give him a call, to kind of see what we're in for.
Ladies and gentlemen, our first guest of the show is Glenn Miller. Pickett has a little bit, a piece of what Glenn Miller is all about. I'd love to hear it.
The following is a paid political advertisement and may not be suitable for children, but this station is required to carry it by federal law.
White men have become the biggest cowards ever to walk the earth. The world has never witnessed such yellow cowards. We've sat back and allowed the Jews to take over our government, our banks, and our media. We've allowed tens of millions of foreign mud people to invade our country, steal our jobs and our women, and destroy our children's future. America is no longer ours. America belongs to the Jews who rule it and to the mud people who multiply in it.
Mud
the undeniable
people.
Proof is at DavidDuke.com. It's time for white men to unite, to join together, and to take our country back. This is Glenn Miller, and I approve this message.
The proceeding was a paid...
Okay, so that was one of his ads.
What the hell's a mud... All right, we got to call him. Can you put his number in? Could you?
I'll put it in right now.
I got to know who the mud people are, and if I'm one of them. I don't know if I'm one of them.
Well, I'm a foreigner, so that's not good for me.
You know, that's funny, because Gorilla says a lot of the same things. About the same beliefs.
Sounds like Gorilla's a member of the SS,
right?
Then.
All right. You got the number in?
Right this second. There it is. You'll have to call it.
All right. Let's see here. Let's give him a call. We're going to call Glenn Miller. He is he is from the state of Missouri. I'm not sure what part of Missouri he lives in.
Hello.
He does live in Missouri. He's running for Senate. We welcome him to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll present to you Senate candidate Glenn Miller joining us on a Chubby Ray Live. Well, hello, Mr. Miller. How are you? Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much.
Now, which part of Missouri are you from? You're running for senator.
Springfield, Missouri.
You're in Springfield, Mo. All right, beautiful area down there.
Thank you very much.
Hey, they got a great restaurant there that has the best fried chicken. What the hell's the name of that restaurant? They have a couple of different locations. And there's a restaurant in Springfield, Missouri. They have the best fried chicken. Whenever I drive through Missouri, I stop just to get fried chicken at this place.
Well, that sounds interesting. I don't actually live in Springfield.
Oh, you don't live in Springfield.
I live out in the country on Springfield.
Oh, okay.
Small ranch.
You're in the boondocks.
Yeah, you might say that, yeah. I was born and raised in the country. I prefer rural living over city living.
You don't like urban living?
Well, I've tried it several times in my life, but I grew up in the country. Mm-hmm. So I love living out in the country. I think it's healthier.
Were you a farmer? Is that why you lived in the country, or...?
No, I was never a farmer. I grew up on a farm, but after I joined the Army, and I retired as a Master Sergeant E-8. Served two combat tours in Vietnam and 13 years in the paratroopers.
I have I do have questions for you. Now, of course, everybody is saying that you are an openly racist Senate candidate.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Okay.
Hey, that's
the only honest kind of candidate there is.
I'll be honest with you. I think there's a lot of racist candidates, and you're the first. Well, you and I don't know. I can't think of many others that actually came out and admitted it.
All blacks are racist. All Hispanics are racist.
Hispanics are racist.
That's right, yes. Right. All Hispanics.
Why are Hispanics?
One of them.
Why are Hispanics racist?
The entire media establishment and the entire educational establishment promotes anti-white racial hatred. Have you read the book Hating Whitey by David Horowitz?
Of course not.
Here's what he said. Ideological hatred of whites is now an expanding industry in educational institutions. The fact is that it's okay in America to hate. It's not okay in America to hate blacks, but it's okay in our politically correct culture to hate white people.
Well, who hate? What white people do people hate?
Surely you know that the media promotes hate for white people. They've been doing it for 50 years.
No, I know. I've been in the media for over 20 years. I don't remember ever being told to hate white people.
Do you ever discuss slavery?
Have I ever discussed in the media?
on your program.
No, not really. No, I never really discussed
American slavery.
They might have. They do it
all the time on the media, and they make movies showing graphic scenes of white people mistreating blacks.
Well, didn't they do that? I mean, wasn't that the truth?
Well, yes.
I learned of slavery in school.
But it's also true that blacks have committed 170 million crimes against white people
Miller,
in 30 years.
But, Mr. Miller, you can't.
And the media does not report it hardly at all.
But you can't say that by telling factual stories of slavery that the media is perpetrating hatred towards white people. That's like saying you would rather them change history. When you
produce fictional movies such as Roots, showing graphic scenes of white men tying black men up and beating them half to death.
Didn't that happen?
LeVar Burton was great in that, by the way.
I can hardly hear you, by the way. We have a bad reception.
Didn't that, in fact, happen, though?
No. Roots is fiction. The movie Roots and the book is fiction.
You're saying that white men
They don't even claim it was reality. It's fiction.
White men never beat black men during the days of slavery.
That's beside the point.
Well, no, it isn't. It isn't. Because what I'm saying is, isn't it a fact that this
happened? They harp on it. Listen to me. The mass media harps on it continually.
All right.
And they've done it for 50 years, and it instills a guilt trip in the white people.
I know, but it's a fact.
It makes white people hate their ancestors, their history,
right,
and their culture. That's the purpose of the media attack.
Let me ask you about this. Have you ever seen the movie The Alamo? Have you ever seen the movie The Alamo?
Yes.
Have you ever been to San Antonio, Texas?
No.
Have you ever heard of anyone from Texas talk about The Alamo?
Well, I probably have.
About the horrible atrocities that the Mexicans committed against the white men in The Alamo.
Well, yeah, I guess that's a good point.
That
movie did not result in Mexican people developing a guilt trip attitude.
What I'm talking about was your theory.
It was not portrayed in that manner.
Don't you think that your theory, though?
Don't you think that's racist?
Okay.
David Horowitz. Have you ever heard of David Horowitz?
Don't you think that that is racist against Mexican
people? Hey, when I say something, you expect me to answer it.
No, when I ask you a question, don't answer the question by asking me another question. That's very rude. I'm asking you. Don't you think it's racist against Mexicans to tell the movie of The Alamo, the story of The Alamo?
No, not at all.
All right, so then I don't think it's racist for us to tell stories of slavery.
The movie is not portrayed in the same manner.
No, but you're saying it's not in the same manner.
It does not deliver the same message.
The message is that the Mexicans massacred the white people.
A small group.
Well, just one battle. Right.
And then on top of that, the Mexicans are taught that we stole their country away from them. So Mexicans, when they see something like that, they think it's perfectly justified. Mr. Miller,
Wait a minute.
How about you answering a question?
I will. I'll answer your question right now. I am Mexican, and I have never been told that anyone stole our country. No one ever told me that our country was stolen. I've never heard that at all. In fact, that's never been talked.
You've never heard that the Southwest United States was stolen from Mexico.
And I lived in Texas. You live a
very sheltered life.
No, I'm an educated person. I lived in Texas. You just told me you've never been there. I live there. I'm telling you what they taught us, and that was not it. They didn't teach us that.
Let's go to another subject,
right,
and your listeners can decide who
you're
won
absolutely
that
correct.
Go around.
You're absolutely right. They'll say me, but that's all right. Go ahead. Let's go to one that you can win now. Go ahead, bring it up.
All right, well, I'm talking about just one book, David Horowitz. The title of the book.
I have not read it.
Just because
you're going to interrupt me, you're not going to let me speak.
No, I haven't read it. I haven't read David Horowitz's book. Go ahead, tell me.
Well, you can Google it.
Just
because it's written.
If you interrupt me one more time, I'm going to hang up.
That's not me. That was Gully that was trying to talk, and He's cutting out, I think. So, Gully, the just book, hold on a second.
The book Hating Whitey well illustrates, well documents the institutionalized teaching of hatred against white people.
And who's teaching?
It's not on, and that, it's the entire educational establishment from grade school all the way through college. And the mass media has been engaged in anti-white propaganda for 50 years.
But don't the whites don't?
And what they do, and they promote minority hatred against white people, Mexicans, Hispanics, blacks, all. And they constantly do that. And I think if your listeners will be honest about it, they will admit that.
Well, I think the television portrays blacks and Mexicans in a horrible light. I really think they do, but
in some cases they do. Yeah,
but I gotta.
I agree. Yeah, I mean, some cases they do.
I gotta.
In some cases they do.
Every person that I've ever worked for,
but
is a white
guy. The bottom
guy.
Line to that is the Jews control the mass media. Surely you know that.
No. But, I was gonna say that every person. I was gonna say every person that I've worked for, being in radio, all right, which is in the media. Every person I've ever worked for has been either a white man, with the exception of once there was a white woman. And I don't know
if
what
you
they're...
Will, and, if you will do me one favor.
Sure.
And go to govnn.org.
govnn.org. That is your website, I believe?
No, it's not mine. It's a website that's been set aside specifically for educating the people about who controls mass media in this country. It's a brilliant article, super well-resourced and documented. Right. I'm sure you'll be convinced after you read it. Very few people now.
A lot of Jewish people are big in Hollywood.
Yeah, they admit they dominate Hollywood. Right. As a matter of fact, the Los Angeles Times, dated the 10th of December, had an article by Joel Stein entitled "Who Runs Hollywood." Here's what he said.
Okay.
Says, "As a proud Jew, I want America to know about our accomplishment. Yes, we control Hollywood. Yes, we control Hollywood. The Jews are so dominant, I had to scour the trades to come up with 6 Gentiles in high positions at entertainment companies."
But do you think that there's...
But that's the bottom line, the point I'd like to get across. The Jews control the mass media, so if we have a complaint about it, we have to complain to the Jews. If we want to brag about it, then we brag on the Jews.
So do the Jews...
That's the only point I'd make.
Do the Jews own Fox News Network?
No. He is only one of 5. And on top of that, Murdoch is so subservient to Jews, he is the leader of the neocon movement that promotes wars, as you well know. You know, neocon
you're talking
is the
about,
biggest war...
You're talking about
you,
wars
you,
in the middle.
You would agree that Fox News is the biggest warmonger TV network in the world, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you know, I will. I'll give you this. Let me give you this point. Fox News does promote. They do promote violence to the Middle East. Yeah, I do agree with that. I think that they, not that they promote it, but I think.
I'd actually like to chime in on this one.
Go ahead.
If you're going to talk about a news organization in the world that promotes war, why don't you look at like Al Jazeera first? Because who promotes holy war against everyone?
I'm not at all familiar with
what
that.
Mr. Miller said. What Mr. Miller said was that. A news organization that promotes war in the Middle East. And Fox News sort of was rooting, I'll admit, they were sort of rooting for us to attack Iraq, which I think a lot of us were rooting for us to attack
Iraq. You know, Glenn Beck, O'Reilly, Hannity, they all work for Fox.
Yeah, but Fox is owned by Rupert Murdoch. Murdoch's not a Jew.
No, the school's still out. I don't know for sure.
You know, he's an Australian. He's probably an atheist. I think he worships money.
The point I was making is that even though he's not a Jew, he has to be subservient to Jews by promoting wars that benefit Jews and Israel.
Your theory is that because the Jews are the bankers and Murdoch gets all his money from the bankers.
Well, the Federal Reserve Bank has never had a Gentile chairman. In 100 years, every single chairman has been a Jew. You can Google that very easily and confirm what
so
I just
I,
said.
So did you? All right, so are the Jews the one that you like the least? Because I mentioned earlier that I'm...
Here's my standard answer to that.
Okay, good. Because I like to know this, because like I said, I'm half Mexican. I want to make sure that we don't have a problem talking.
Compared to our Jewish problem, all other problems are mere distractions.
Okay. All right. So you're saying that Jews are number one on the list.
Oh, absolutely. As far as
so what's next
from my perspective as a white man.
So as white, so half of me is white. So half of me should worry about the Jews first. Who do I worry about second?
Well, I don't know who you identify. Do you identify as Hispanic or do you identify as a white man?
I don't know. I'm just an American. I'm an American.
You got to be honest. I'm being honest, and I hope you will. Though.
My last name is Lytle, which is a Scottish name. My skin color is brown. I mean, I'm a brown skin person. It's very hard. When you see me in person, I look very ethnic, although I have some European features.
Yeah, I understand that.
The gorilla who's on our show was saying I look more Samoan than Mexican, but I don't know. I always think of myself as an American. I don't really, I will say this, I will stand up for Hispanics when I think people are wrong about Hispanics, and I'll stand up for white people when people are wrong about white people.
The white race is dying out rapidly. Do you object to that?
No, I don't think they're dying. How is the white race dying out?
No, that's it. It's idiocy.
We got a really bad reception. I hear several voices.
Right, well, that's because there's other people talking in the background. How is the white race dying out?
Numerically, we're dying out. We have an extremely low birth rate, and plus we're intermarrying with other peoples.
Yes. All right, I see what you're saying.
So, and we're dying out. The white race is dying out.
Okay,
no
but
doubt about that.
Are the Jews...
I mean, surely you know that.
I just want to paraphrase for those just tuning in. So the Jews run the media, and they also run... Even places like Fox News, you're saying that Fox News is very pro-war because the Jews want to create a bias against the Middle East.
Well, the only reason we're in the Middle East is because of our support for the American government's support for Israel, as you know.
Well, weren't we one of the ones that stuck them there?
I beg your pardon?
Didn't we help stick them there?
Stick who?
The Jews. Wasn't it the Allies that said, okay, we're going to put you in Israel? It was us.
You lost me. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
All right. Remember before World War II? Where did the Jews live?
Oh, now we're back in the 30s.
Yes. Where did the Jews live?
They were scattered all over the world at that time.
Afterwards.
Most of them were in Europe. There was a lot in Russia.
After this lunatic Hitler does his thing, the Allies, United States, England, we decide that we're going to help the Jews find a place to live.
Why the Middle East? Why didn't we put them in Europe? Why didn't we put them in Mexico? Why didn't we put them in why do we have to stick them in the middle of 1.5 billion Muslims who hate their guts?
Well, I'll give you that point. I think that they probably could have put them somewhere where people don't hate them. But wasn't it that they said that
was
their homeland?
That's the point. So they caused so much trouble down there. We've made 1.5 billion enemies by our support for Israel. The Arabs have the oil. We should at least be neutral so that we can make friends with the Arabs so we'll have cheap oil.
But didn't they say that was their homeland to begin with? I mean, that's where the Jews used to live.
Well, I might say Mexico's my homeland and go down there and take it over. You wouldn't like it very much, or the Mexican people wouldn't like it very much.
But
I mean, they kicked it when they took over Israel. They kicked out 1 million Palestinians, and they won't allow them to come back.
Right.
You know, they're living in tents and they're living in squalor and just terrible lifestyle. You know, as a result of that, and Israel won't let them come back home, whether fathers and grandfathers are buried.
Our blind support for Israel has led to hatred. Don't you think that the president now is probably the least Of all the presidents that we've had in the last 25 years.
I prefer Obama than any white politician in Washington except for Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, don't you think that, Obama
has... I'll tell you why that is because he is more likely to stand up to the Jews.
He has. In fact, I believe he has.
But he will a little bit. He is a little bit, and I'm a little bit optimistic, but not really that much, to be honest with you, because the Jews are so powerful. The Jews absolutely dominate the federal government. Surely you know that by now.
Well, I don't know about that. I know that we have a president who said the other day that he wants the Israelis to stop development of these new developments they have in the Gaza Strip, and he's demanding that they both go to the table right now to talk peace.
There are many politicians. Paul Finley, former congressman for 22 years, he wrote a book saying the Jews control the United States federal government. Congressman James Traficant is now saying the same thing.
He's a horrible haircut, James Traficant.
It's
one of the worst haircuts. One of the worst toupees I've ever seen.
Get this: the president of Venezuela, the president of Malaysia, the president of Iran is saying the Jews.
Well, of course, the president
of the United States federal government.
Of course, the president of Iran says that.
Well, that's a good point. How about Venezuela?
Well, of course, he does too.
How about Malaysia?
I don't know much about Malaysia. I can't.
And almost every leader of every Arab and Muslim country is saying.
Well, of course,
that.
Yeah, the Arabs and Muslims, of course, they say.
I tell you where it's best documented is on an article, Who Rules America? If you Google Who Rules America, there's an article by National Alliance.
I will give you this.
It'll come right up. It'll come right up. Who Rules America? They document it.
All right, I'll give you this before we move on to the next subject, which is. I think they probably should have compromised with the Jewish people a little more to maybe move them somewhere else back in the day.
Yes, I agree with that, sure.
But what are we going to do? It's been done. We got to get past that. And I will...
It ain't been settled yet. A billion and a half Muslims says, look, they ain't going to stay here.
Well, we're not going to just pick up all the Jewish people and...
Are we going to spend more trillions and trillions of dollars to fight in Middle East wars to make sure that Israel stays there? How much money you want to spend to keep them? It's none of my business. There's 200 countries in the world. Are we going to defend all of them?
Hey, are all Jewish people bad? Or is there just a group of secret Jews at the top of everything?
Well, in my opinion, they're all bad. My personal opinion is that they're genetic parasites.
You think it's genetic?
And if you look at their history, every single European country kicked them out at one time or another. Some European countries kicked them out more than once.
Well, they're back. It didn't stick because they're all over the place. I don't think... Hey, can I ask this question?
They're powerful. They have money. They own the politicians. They control the federal government, the Federal Reserve, the media. That is a fact, and it's really not hard to.
What's it mean? Doesn't sound like kicking them out stick because they're back. Hey, who's the Mud People? You said we heard a political ad for you where you mentioned the Mud People. What's a Mud Bird? What's a Mud People?
Well, that's the opposite of gringo.
That's a what?
Opposite of gringo.
The Mud People?
You know, you call us gringos. I call you mud people.
I don't call anyone a gringo.
Huh?
I don't call people gringos.
Sure you do.
What?
You go to a restaurant called gringo. When you get together and ain't no gringos around, you use that term very loosely.
I have never used the term gringo in my life.
Oh dear! Yeah.
You're one out of millions.
So, am I a mud people? Am I a mud people?
I can't see you.
Well, I mean, is dark skin mud?
You're trying to start a fight.
I'm not trying to start a fight at all. I'm figuring out where you're coming from.
The point that I would make to you that all complaints that Mexicans and Hispanics have. They shouldn't take it against the white man. They should go to the power.
Right.
The Jews control the federal government. Take your problems to the Jews.
Right. Okay.
They were in control. Not us.
At least you're not
in control.
Right.
Gully is from Liverpool, England. He's on with us. Go ahead, Gully.
So what's your view on white people from other countries then?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
He said, what do you think about white people from other countries? He is from England, and he is a white person.
What do I think about them?
Yes.
They're white like me. They're my race, my people.
So you're fine.
I'm a European American. I identify with Europeans.
Gully, he's not my people.
Well, Gully is from Liverpool, England. He is a white Englishman.
What's his point?
Oh, he just wanted to know what...
By the way, I can't hear all that. Your reception is not good
at
all.
I'm sorry. It must be the phone connection, sir. I apologize for that.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you think about... All right, so you hate the Jews the most?
Oh, absolutely. I have a deep hatred for Jews.
Do you hate the black...
Really deep down, they're the only people I hate.
Do you hate the black man?
No, I don't really hate the black man. I realize the problems that he causes white America. He's dragging us down. You know, blacks are blacks. I mean, look at all the countries, black countries in Africa. Who the hell wants to live like that? I don't like white women going with blacks because it contributes to the destruction of my race.
Do you think, I read this thing the other day. I was researching you, and I found this other racist guy. And he said, and tell me if you think there's any legitimacy to this. This guy says that the Jews are not only in charge of the banks, but they're also in charge of medicine and scientific research, and that the Jews are secretly poisoning, the shots we get as kids, like inoculations and things like that, to keep white people from breeding.
It wouldn't surprise me at all.
So have you ever heard
it
that?
It wouldn't surprise me at all.
Have you ever heard that before?
That. I can't prove it. I don't have proof or evidence, so I can't.
Have you ever heard that before, or do you think this is just the paranoid ramblings of America?
Hey, we do know that the Israelis capture and take body parts from Palestinians and Arabs.
Take body
parts? Like livers and lungs and body parts. They got a big trade going
on.
What
do they
do with them? If you Google it, you could find out what I'm saying. They call it harvesting organs.
Right, for transplants and things.
Yeah, they find poor Palestinians, poor Arabs, and they buy their organs.
Gully in Liverpool, England. Can you contact MI6? I think we need James Bond to get on this.
Oh, make it show.
This sounds like something we need to do.
There are a lot of Hispanic groups, by the way, that are nationalist.
Right.
That understand Jews are in control.
Well, I don't. I'm not.
You can find them on the net.
Well,
they're intelligent people. I visit their websites quite a bit.
I live in Illinois, and I don't hang out with a lot. I mean, the only Mexican people I hang out with are my family. I don't really hang out with a lot of other ones.
Hey, Ray.
Yes, go ahead. This is Pickett. He's from Los Angeles. Go ahead, Pickett.
Hey, Gorilla actually posted something on the Skype that I'm kind of curious about myself. Gorilla actually posted something on
Whoa,
the Skype
hold on.
That I'm kind of curious about
hold
myself.
Hold on, I'm hearing double audio. All right, I'm sorry. Go right ahead. He posted something that you're interested about. Go ahead.
And I'll go ahead and read just what he posted up there. One of the first white supremacists to use
paramilitary.
Thank you.
Yeah,
paramilitary tactics with his North Carolina-based hate group, the Carolina Knights of the Ku Klux Klan, which later morphed into the White Patriot Party.
Is that that's just Glenn Miller's background?
This is I actually saw the same thing online, and I was kind of curious a little bit about this as to his involvement.
Yeah, hey, go to my website. You can learn my entire history, WHTY.org.
So you were in the Ku Klux Klan? Are you in the Ku Klux Klan anymore?
I was. I also led a group called the White Patriot Party. I've been a white activist for 43 years.
What made you become a white supremacist?
Well, I believe white people need groups that work for white interests. You know, Hispanics have a hell of a lot of groups that work for Hispanic interests.
Doesn't seem to be doing us much good.
do you know of any white groups at all that work for the interests of white people?
You mean besides the United States government, the heads of all the colleges?
No, the government is ruled by Jews. Anybody knows that the government does not work for the interests of white
United
people, to be
States,
honest about it.
Every major corporation in America, including Wall Street? I mean, besides them?
Well, Wall Street is dominated by Jews. There are a lot of rich white men. I concede that, but right. they don't use their wealth to help the white people or the white race.
Well, I mean, they're helping themselves. They're white people. I mean, I guess they're.
Yeah, they help themselves. Yeah, you could look at it that way, sure.
I guess they are.
That don't do me any good.
I got to be honest, but for my people, I mean, whenever I see a Mexican guy, he's mowing somebody's lawn. I don't see us somehow getting any advantage. Why are we being shat upon? Hey, where do I? Hey, can I ask where I roll
hey,
in there?
You don't see any Jews mowing lawns, do you?
I don't. I guess I don't. Well, of course I don't know.
You see a lot of white guys out there digging ditches and doing manual labor.
Hey, can you?
Blacks and Hispanics, but you don't see any Jews out there doing manual labor. I bet you.
Do you have a good Jew detector? Do you know
who? You see the Jews picking cabbages in California?
But can you tell who's a Jew and who isn't? Because I really can't tell.
Usually I can.
Right.
But Jews have mixed quite a bit with white people over the centuries.
Do you
but they
talk?
Identify as Jews. They identify themselves as Jews. They are a fraternity. Right. And a gang of organized criminals is the way I look at it.
Do you cavort with the Jews? Do you talk to them regularly?
They call me all the time.
So you are friends with Jews?
No, not personally. I say they call me on the telephone.
What do you mean they call? What do you mean they call? They call you. Why do they call you?
Oh, they call me. Call me all kinds of names. You ought to hear some of the words they call me.
But you'd rather not. I was on
Howard Stern. I guess you heard.
You spoke to did Howard. You did speak to Howard Stern.
I was on the Howard Stern show yesterday. I was on the Alan Combs show the day before that. You can Google it and
is Alan Combs,
to the audio.
Is Alan Combs a Jew?
Yeah, both of them are.
Howard, I thought Howard was a half Jew.
Yeah, both his parents are Jews.
Well, they're both Americans, right?
Well, that's a loose term, isn't it?
I'm sorry. Whose parents are Jews? Both Howard Stern's parents are Jews?
You're on the side of the Jews. I can very well see that. But
I'm on the side of mankind. I don't. I just want to get facts.
No, you're not.
No, I want to get facts straight.
You have an identity. You identify with an ethnic group.
So you're
don't
saying because
sit there and tell a damn lie, or I'll hang up.
Because my mother's Mexican, I identify
with. You identify with your Hispanic heritage. 99.9% of
I'm proud to be Hispanic.
It's not trendy. It's not politically correct to be white.
Well,
even white people don't want to be white.
Listen, Mr. Miller,
hell, the vast majority of white people pretend they're part Indians, don't they?
Listen, wouldn't you?
Don't you run into a lot of white people that tell you they got white, Indian ancestors?
No.
Haven't you wondered why they lie about that?
Hey, you know what? I take that back. When I was in college, there's a lot of people who claimed to be American Indians and they were filling out scholarships.
Yeah, you run into hell half the population now.
Well, they thought they were going to get money. But
no, it wasn't for the money. It's because it's more trendy. It's more popular. Nobody wants to be white because the media has demonized white people and made white people ashamed of being white. That's a fact.
You don't think that any point...
Why don't you concede that? You don't want to concede the truth.
I told you. Yes, I am proud to be Hispanic. But I am also proud to be...
Let's don't get personal. I don't give a damn what you are. Let's talk like two human beings, all right?
All right, let me answer your claims there. I'm proud to be Hispanic.
I mean, my race has a right to survive, goddammit. If you want a fucking war...
I don't want to go to war! I don't want to go to war. I'm just telling you, I'm proud to be a Mexican.
Well,
I'm also proud to be American.
You're making an argument that white people don't have a right to survive as a race and as a people.
I'm white,
I resent that.
I'm half white. Why would I want to get rid of... Listen.
Because you identify with your goddamn dark side.
All
that's why.
All right, let me ask you this, Mr. Miller. Under your theory... I would be better off using my Hispanic name, right? My mother's name, which is Patron, all right? Instead, I go by the last name Lytle, which is, let's face it, the last name Lytle, you think of Lytle, it's a very white-sounding name. Don't you think that...
I don't... That don't prove shit. Hey, I got to go. I'm on national TV right now.
All right. Well, listen, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Let them know, ChubbyRay.com.
ChubbyRay.com. There you go. Glenn Miller. He's dumping us for national television. He's got to go on national television. We're getting dumped.
Wow. Hey, we're national radio.
I don't know. I guess we don't count.
Wow.
He gets to bed at night for Jews.
What the hell? Okay. He was accusing me of wanting to go to war. How the hell was I wanting to go to war with him? And can I
want to know what channel he's on. I want to watch him.
Hey, do me a favor. Somebody Google Howard Stern. I love Howard Stern. I read both his books. I think it's very clear that I think Howard is a genius. I think the guy's brilliant. And I read his books, and I thought he said that one of his parents is Jewish. His dad's Jewish, and his mom's not. Now, this guy just said both his parents are Jewish. He's a Jew. I'd like to know where he's getting that from. Did I miss something?
No, he's right. Both
their parents are Jewish.
His Hebrew name is Zwi.
Maybe. Now I'm having all kinds of...
Damn you, Pickett.
Sorry, that one was me. I apologize.
Well, he got very mad at me. I don't know what was happening. Everything. Didn't you think the interview was going good? Then all of a
sudden...
Well,
it's because you wanted to go to war with him, Ray.
I wasn't wanting to go to war with anybody.
You wanted to go... I heard you say, I want to go to war with you, Glenn Miller.
All I know is that... He claimed...
You're a Jew lover. And you like your dark side.
You and your dark side, Ray.
You will never turn me. You and the Emperor will never, ever turn me.
He liked me. You know what? He liked me till he found out I was Mac. I should have kept my mouth shut. You're right. Before we started, one of you guys typed in, don't tell him you're Mexican. I should have listened to you. Because as soon as I told him I was Mexican, boy, he turned, didn't he? He got very angry.
You know what's really funny about that is I actually am part Indian. My great-grandmother was full-blooded Pawnee.
Yeah.
So I'm like a 64th or something that.
But he would somehow accuse you of using
that. Right, exactly.
I want to know what advantage we get from being Native American. Listen, if I embraced just my Mexican side, don't you think I would have used my mother's name and moved to California or Arizona or something to get a job many years ago?
There's an advantage of being Mexican?
Yes. Are you kidding? When you live there, you listen, if you are Mexican and sound white, which I hate the term sounding white, but don't you think that's a commodity in certain areas of this country? And 20 years ago...
What you should have told him is I don't speak any Spanish.
I speak a
little... He would have loved you at that point.
A little bit. And, you know, I've never used the word gringo in my life. Maybe a couple of times when talking about the restaurant.
2 weeks ago when I said I'm going to Taco Gringo.
Yeah, maybe we're going to Taco Gringo. But gringos, and then he says, I know that's what you and your people talk about.
Your people?
Yeah.
What? That's your secret. That's your secret.
Like we have secret meetings? Are you crazy?
Your secret mud people meetings.
My family. My family was over here for Easter. We're all.
You were plotting the demise.
We're
of the
all
white
Mexican
race at Easter.
None of us said anything bad about white people. Although my brother Foon did make some comments about the blacks. But other than that, I don't think we said anything about anybody's race on Easter. We were not plotting the demise of white people.
Yes, you were.
Don't you
deny it to me.
And he says that the Jews control media. And I did concede this. I said, there seems to be a lot of Jewish people in Hollywood. That's it. I'm just saying it because, every time I've ever tried to get an agent, they seem to be Jewish. The agent that I had was Jewish. And I know the names of people in Hollywood, and I've heard that they are Jewish. I've never thought that there's some kind of secret Jew agenda.
Did you hear what
you said
about
secret Jew society?
And to be honest, the biggest radio company in the world is Clear Channel Communications, not a Jewish-owned company. In fact, it's owned by these conservative, rich white dudes.
Did you hear what he was saying about David Horowitz? He was quoting from David Horowitz.
He's Jewish. Like David Horowitz is Jewish.
Yeah, David Horowitz is Jewish.
I like how his two only, references were this dude's book and Google.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if it's written down, it must be true. What an idiot.
It wasn't one of the guys that did Google. Wasn't he Jewish?
I don't know.
Like I thought one of the guys that developed
Google
too.
We live in the Midwest, all right? So,
he lives in the Midwest.
But I'm just saying, being a Jew is really not a big deal in the Midwest. We don't care.
And it's to that guy.
I'll be honest. In the Midwest, they seem to be more hung up on your skin color or your political affiliation. More people hate me because I like Obama than hate me because I'm Mexican.
That's why.
Imagine if you were a Mexican Jew, right?
The people who get really mad at me, they hate me because I like Obama so much. This guy hated everybody. He didn't,
yep.
You know, I really believe that he hates white people, too. Because did you hear him saying, I don't believe in white people because they think they're Indian now.
Listen, he's obviously
crazy.
He's an attention hound. Look, he sat there, and he knew what I was going to bring up. Because I said, before the interview started, Yellow Fury talked about hearing his whole interview on Howard Stern yesterday and saying, oh, my God, it was fantastic. Okay, so I start saying, so you don't even talk to Jewish people. He said, they call me all the time. And he knew I was going to hit him with, well, if you don't talk to Jewish people, why were you on Howard Stern yesterday? Which is why he brought up Howard Stern.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he tried to bring it up before me. And then, obviously, you could say he hates the Jews and he doesn't like consorting with them and everything. But first chance he got, he did the interview on Howard Stern show, even though he says Howard's nothing but a Jew.
Oh, why did you answer the phone for this guy?
Which is his words, by the way. And then he says, I got to go, I'm on national television, and blew us off for national TV.
Let's see, it's five.
It's sad, but to be honest, if people like him will get a voice, yes. Unfortunately.
We got to have him back on.
You know what?
Pinky, you got to see if we can have him back on again sometime next week.
What's this?
I'd love to have him on again sometime next week. And by the way, he says he'd debate and beat anybody. Did he or did he not concede that I beat him on the first point?
Yep.
Thank you. Sean Bullitt joining us on the phone. Hey, Sean.
No, why do you answer the phone for this guy?
Because the chicks love
him.
Hello,
Ray, and hello to the Jewish chicks out there.
Sean, you just missed it. You missed Glenn Miller and his fine interview. Unbelievable.
Crazy.
Oh, man.
Unbelievable.
It was horrible.
Wasn't he the leader of a big anti-Semitic band or something?
I think you would have liked it.
Can we get David Ayers on next week or something?
I think you would have liked it.
He didn't like Ray much, but he liked me. And I'm not even in the same country, so there you go.
I loved it.
Because he knows you're not going to vote against him.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about crossing over Missouri just to vote against him.
Do you know what? I was more offended when he said that he was like me, and I thought to myself, you're no way like me. Please don't associate you with me.
And I tried to handle the interview rationally, you know what I mean? I tried to go in rationally. But you can't be rational with that guy.
He's just like...
You can't be rational with anybody like that. That's not just that guy. Try talking to a neo-Nazi.
If you're not going to shut the hell up and let me make my point.
Who is interrupting you? He thinks there's Jews on the phone.
He's going to frog march us all to the gas chambers next.
It's like when we talk to Joe. He's got to talk. It's got to be him talking.
Yeah, can't stop.
Focal point for you.
Sean, you got to listen. You got to hear this whole interview. It was something else.
And if it's like Steve Carlton says, and three Jews control the weather in Switzerland somewhere, well, why the hell wouldn't they go on Insider Trade and buy the Weather Channel?
I didn't get a chance to make this point, I've been in radio over 20 years. Sean, you've been in radio 20 years, right?
Yep.
All right. Now, how many times in your career have you worked for, he says all the the Jews own all of media. How many times have you worked for anyone who is Jewish? And I'm telling you right now, I worked once in Syracuse, New York. Jim Levin, a really good guy, is the guy who owned Pilot Communications. Levin was an owner who would fly in with his – he was a pilot. He would fly his plane into town, check up on the station, pat everybody on the ass. Our general manager was a guy named Michael Schieffer. Michael was also Jewish. Really good guys to work for. They were fine guys. They treated me well. They treated my family well. Never had a problem with them until the contract issues came up. But other than that, you know, we were fine. And even when I left there, they were willing to pay me for 2 years to do nothing if I so chose to do that. All right, so anyway, they were Jewish. And then Glenn Gardner, who ran QLZ when I the last 3 years I was there.
And he was kind of a hippie Jew.
He was Jewish. It was never an issue. I mean, there's not. I got to be honest, except, like I said earlier, with the exception of a lot of them seem to double dip it around the holidays, like they have both Hanukkah and they have Christmas. They double dip it on the gifts. With the exception of that, and then, you know, you got to wish them happy Passover. With the exception, there's really no difference. There's no difference in working for a Jew than there is in working for a Catholic. The majority of people that I have worked for in radio, especially guys who owned companies, were rich white guys who are Protestant. That's my work. Rich white Christian guys. That's who I've worked for. The majority, when I worked in Texas, when I worked everywhere I've worked, the people who ran the companies were, for the most part, rich white Christian guys. They weren't Jews. And by the way, they were exactly the same as the Jewish guys that ran the station. It never a difference. I think this guy is nuts. Of course he's a nut, but I mean, I think his big vast conspiracy is ridiculous.
This is a Klan member.
Yeah,
he's a cop. Hey,
Ray, I do want
to go ahead.
Know, and for full disclosure too, you mentioned the most recent Jewish boss you had, and I personally was not a big fan, but it had nothing to do with that. But I do want to say for full disclosure, he was very much about equal rights because. He had the holiday party as far away from Christmas as he did Hanukkah. Back to you.
You know, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just because Maybe it's because my own background of me being such a mutt of, you know what I mean? I'm half this and half that. And I grew, you know, I've never really determined a person on what their skin color or ethnic or religious background is. It's never really been...
No, shouldn't be.
What I determine people on is whether they're a decent human being or just a shit human being. You know.
Why is Gully here then?
And I'm gonna be honest. I know people who are shit human beings who are
English?
White, black, Catholic, Jewish,
English,
you name it. Yes, I've even known some people.
I'll tell you why I'm here, because my shit's shiny.
I know some shitty people, and I've been fooled by them all. I've been fooled by people of all ethnic backgrounds. European, Hispanic, black, Jew, you name it. There are some people that'll stab you in the back and are just shit human beings, and then there are good human beings. It doesn't matter what their background is. People are just made differently. Some people are decent. Other people are shit. And that's a fact of life.
Yep.
I will admit I'd like to admit right here that I do differentiate, but it's only with the chicks, and it's not in a negative way. It's strictly like sports cars. It's like, oh yeah, that one, you know, like Fran, you know, like that one's like, you know, like Fran Drescher's a certain brand, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, just different, you know.
But he
what the hell is he saying?
I don't know. All I know is that Glenn Miller is really, he wants to go to war with me.
Humbling.
Yeah. He somehow accused me of wanting to go to war with white people. So that's what you missed, Sean.
If we see a bunch of Missouri plates, we know what's happening in Chatham.
Sean, you got to get him.
There's not a new convention center. There's
your station.
National bathing.
Your station is in St. Louis, and you guys should have this person on. You should have him on because he is a very interesting interview.
Just have somebody holding the button for when he starts swearing.
Well, he did swear.
Yeah, he did.
God bless him.
You know what? Here's what got him. Pickett starts reading about him being in the Ku Klux Klan and being in a hate group and all this stuff. But that, and then he found out that that I was Mexican. Those two things really set him off. By the way,
I think the Mexican was the main thing, though.
We didn't get a chance to read the rest of the stuff that Pickett talked about, but let me read it to you. Miller went on the lam in 1986 after mailing a letter to 5,000 people calling for a total war against the feds, the blacks, and the Jews. He also violated a court order stemming from a lawsuit filed by the Southern Poverty Law Center prohibiting him from continuing to operate a paramilitary organization. After a nationwide manhunt, authorities tear-gassed him out of his mobile home in Ozark, Missouri.
Well, before we go any further with this, who did see that coming?
Miller,
who didn't see him living in a trailer park in Missouri?
Miller, however, only served 3 years in prison, largely because he testified against 14 leading white supremacists in a 1988 Arkansas sedition trial. Among other things, he told the court that the late order founder...
He's got some cojones.
You're right. You know, you're right. He kind of sold out. Didn't he talk about...
He sold out his white brother.
Didn't he somehow... Didn't he yell at me for selling out my white half?
That's
right. Yeah. I never testified against any white people. What's wrong with him?
Yeah,
he's the sellout. I'm not the sellout either. I kept my white sounding last name.
To be honest, all I think this person is interested in is himself, and he's using this crappy spout to get himself more publicity.
Wait a minute. He's the one that's admitted he's talking to all these Jews.
He does not care who he talks to.
Right. You know what? His Jewish lawyer told him to do that, too,
right.
I bet.
I bet when he got arrested, he had a Jewish lawyer.
You know, I have a plan.
In a radical new surgery, Mr. Lytle will have his Mexican half removed.
Oh, no, my Mexican half removed.
His Dutch half will be put under,
what is it, Piggy?
Put under anesthesia for 2 hours during the procedure.
I think we should get Hillbilly Joe set up to run for Senate.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Well, he'd probably get more votes.
I got
to
be honest.
Didn't
he say that he has all these Jews call? He said, didn't he say, he goes, I have lots of them Jews calling me. Are these the Jews that are the powerful ones?
He must have a Jew detector on his phone, like a red light.
If that's what it takes to get some of these rich Jews that run broadcasting to call, because I've never met any of these rich Jews that run broadcasting. I'd love to meet some.
That's because you've never met Richard Murdoch. Rupert Murdoch.
Yeah, who isn't Jewish, by the way?
But he works for the Jews, right?
Yeah, according to this guy.
Weren't you listening to Glenn Miller?
Do you think on call a display when they ring them, it comes up Jew?
It's really bizarre. Maybe we should have Joe run, because maybe when you get a white supremacist, the Jews will actually talk to you. maybe I can get some of these mystery Jews who run, secret mystery Jews who run media to get me a job somewhere. Maybe we can get this show somehow advanced to a bigger listening base if we somehow got the Jews to notice us.
Let's go to a few bar mitzvahs.
Yes.
You know, I'd like to point out that even if Joe does run, he can't be any worse than Roland Burris.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Lesser of two evils, I think.
I did receive a text message saying, if I wanted to be technical, the Jewish guy did fire me in Syracuse, New York. Technically.
Oh, well, who hasn't?
Yeah, but they replaced me with another dude. They replaced me with Howard Stern. So, who, according to Glenn
Who's
Miller...
Who's a Jew, by
according
the way?
To Glenn Miller, he's another Jew, so maybe you're right. Yeah. You're
the
right.
Jews are taking man. Over.
They got rid of my Mexican ass. They got rid of my Mexican ass to put their Jew brother in.
I bet you Freebeard's a Jew.
And let's just forget the fact that Howard Stern would be more talented, well known, and better.
That's because he's Jewish.
At doing a morning show than I was at the time. Let's just leave that out of the equation. And just say that it was because of the Jewish thing. I think I might have a lawsuit. Yeah. I think I need to call Mr. Miller. I might support him after all. This is ridiculous.
I don't really think the Jewish Chamber of Commerce is a big into the Stern thing. Not exactly the, I know there's no such thing. He's not exactly the guy you put up next to Menorah.
You know what?
This is what we're all about.
I'll tell you what, more people will know this guy's name than will know mine. What the hell? He said he's on national television.
That's
maybe
right.
Maybe you should run for Senate and say you hate white people.
Yeah, I should.
Yeah. That would work.
Get a couple of interviews.
You know what? It actually might be better, Ray. Since you have white co-hosts, it might be better to say you hate black people.
Right. I'll just say I hate blacks. Touché. I hate the blacks.
I don't like them.
If anything, it might get us a decent radio deal.
Well, I could just say I hate poor people, and maybe Fox News will give me a show.
Well, if you say, I could actually get a shot.
Maybe I'll say that I hate black people or I am against the president. You know what? I will. Somebody told me this the other day. They said, if I was less liberal.
Yeah.
Honest to God quote. If you were less liberal, if you didn't, their quote was, if you didn't wear your effing liberalism on your sleeve, you'd have a talk show on an AM or FM station right now.
So you say that you had blacks, I'll write with Sharpie a swastika on my forehead.
By
and
the way,
it, we'll get a show.
I don't believe that, but I don't know. The person that was telling me it, they sort of made sense. Sean, I know you've heard that.
A rabble rouser, that's what they label you as.
Yeah, they say that if I was, that when I turned, and you know what? This is what people forget. I used to be a diehard supporter of the Republican Party. They forget that. I used to be, listen, you guys, I'll never forget.
You pretty much have, you waved the W flag.
I will never forget, and I heard this tape the other day, and it made me sick to my stomach. Sean Balint and I, in 2003, we were debating going into Iraq. And Sean was saying, we shouldn't go in unilaterally. This is stupid. We need to wait. We have no proof that these people are any kind of threat to us. He goes, and if we go there, what the hell are we going to do when we go there? We're going to topple that government. We're going to be stuck in a quagmire. Sean said, he goes, it'll be 2020 and we'll still be there and be sucking all our money dry. And I told Sean, shut up, you're an idiot. The whole war is going to last 6 months top. We'll be in, we'll be out, we'll put one of Hussein's second in commands in and we'll get the hell out of there. And then we'll have, we'll be using cheap Iraqi oil for the next 40 years. Sean, you're an idiot and shut up. And I got to tell you, it made me sick when I heard myself. When I heard the ignorant comments coming from my mouth all these years later, it made me want to burn the tape in hopes that no one ever hears it because I was so wrong. I was so wrong. But that was my mindset back then. I was this diehard Republican. I used to say all the time, people need to stop being lazy and pick themselves up and they'd better than blah, blah, blah. All this ridiculous stuff until, it's almost like these people that are born again, they claim that they wake up one morning or whatever and they have found Jesus and they are enlightened. It happened to me, but I was enlightened ideologically when I realized that what these conservative people are preaching is just so wrong.
Well, now you've reached another milestone.
But
now
will,
you've learned that you must hate the Jew.
But I will say this. I will say this. That my talk show offers, when I was very conservative, where they were all over the place. Everybody was interested in me. And when I started, and maybe the person was right, when I started being openly liberal, it's like I came out as a liberal. You know, there's a lot of people that like me until they hear the talk radio tape. They say, well, send your talk stuff in. And my talk stuff has me talking some very pro-Obama rants. And they are a lot less interested in me after hearing that. So maybe there's something to it. I don't know. Of which, it doesn't matter to me. I do a comedy-based show. It doesn't matter. It's a comedy-based show.
It shouldn't matter what your opinions are in that.
Exactly.
Because we don't cover it that often.
But obviously
it
does.
That guy was obviously comedic because he was an idiot.
I'd rather never be on regular AM or FM again if it means having to sell my soul. I just, you know, not going to do it. Won't do it.
Very awesome.
I have my convictions. I'd like to stick with them. I don't want to be a John McCain jumping around all over the place.
Yeah, I can't figure that.
Yeah, did you, I don't know if you guys had a chance to read it. My latest blog talks about John McCain and points out the fact that, you know, at one point I thought John McCain was really cool. At one point I really thought like around 99, I really was thinking, because I like Clinton, but when Clinton left, I had no faith in Al Gore. And I was going, you know what, I'm going to go for the Republican. I kind of knew no matter what, I was going to go for the Republican. And I loved what John McCain was saying in the primaries. Loved it. And then he flopped again. You know, he lost the primary to Bush, and then he flopped again after 9/11. And then he was Mr. Super Conservative. And then when everybody was hating on Bush, he was a maverick.
You know, I was a foot soldier in Ronald Reagan's army.
Yeah, now he's a, yeah, and now he's a, then he was a maverick. He was practically a Democrat when he was running in the primary. Then he won the primary, and then after the primary, he's got Sarah Palin, and they're mavericks, and they're this and that. And then, so he was that way. Then all of a sudden, Obama wins. The country's pro-Obama, and somehow in the last, you know, in the last 12 months, we've turned. And the minute it turned back to being really conservative, guess who got really conservative again? I don't like people whose convictions change with the weather, and that's John McCain. So that's what this blog I wrote was about. And I got to tell you, if, of all the blogs and all the comments I get, a lot of if I write a political blog, and I don't usually write political blogs, I try to do like one or two political blogs a month if I do one, you know. Mm-hmm. The rest is usually humor-based or whatever. And I had people from both sides of the aisle agree with me that say, you know what, whether they're conservative or liberal, they both say the same thing. You're right. They all think that John McCain's a schmuck. They really do. Because the guy does. I mean, Gorilla, you're one of the most conservative people I know. What do you think about John McCain?
John McCain, are we already going to get a mature rating for this one?
Because the guy dropped an F-bomb, yeah.
Well, I'm going to drop one now. John McCain's a fuckhead.
Yeah. Even, you know what? And now that he's got this guy who's super conservative running against him.
I will catch you guys on the chicks later.
All right, later, buddy. Now that we've
possibly
got...
possibly rejoin you if you guys are still going.
All right. He's got, John McCain's got a super conservative guy going against him. He's all of a sudden super conservative.
Yeah, it's
so he's a flip-flopper.
He's proven himself. He's proven that re-election... or election is the most important thing to him, and yeah, nothing else matters. And you know what? I would rather have somebody that at least believes in their convictions. Hell, I got to be honest. I'd rather have this Glenn Miller guy.
Oh, come on. Don't say that.
Listen, you know what? Say what you want about this guy. I'll tell you that. The guy, you know what? He knows it's unpopular. And yes, he's an idiot, and he's a radical, and I disagree with everything he says. However, I respect the fact that he doesn't seem to waver on it. Now, there's a lot of hypocrisy there. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of hypocrisy. But, you know, you can respect the fact that the guy at least has convictions and follows them.
I understand. If he's naive enough to follow his convictions to that extent, then... fair play for that, but he's still an idiot.
Somebody like John McCain or Glenn Beck really bother me.
Why does Glenn Beck bother you?
Glenn Beck bothers me because his convictions change with the money. You know,
I don't see that at all.
Sure, yeah, it does.
No,
doesn't. Gorilla, he's against net neutrality.
Yeah.
But he wasn't against it until Comcast started advertising. You know what I mean? He was screaming. When he was on CNN, he was screaming for health care reform. And then when he got to Fox News and he started getting all these commercials from pharmaceutical companies, he's against health care reform. That really bothers me about the guy. Now, you know, say what you want about Limbaugh. I think he's a shit, but at least he's got his convictions. He's got an agenda, and he sort of follows, you know what I mean? And he's always followed... I don't agree with anything the guy says, but it's the same thing he's been saying. He'll say the whole thing for the next 10 years. You know what I mean?
Probably longer than that if he lives.
But you know what I mean. He seems pretty consistent in his beliefs. I think he's wrong, but at least he's consistent in it. You know, say what you want about a lot of these conservative guys. They're at least consistent. And you know, a lot of the, and the liberals are the same way. You know, they're at least consistent. I'm not a big Al Gore fan. I've never been an Al Gore supporter. I don't like him. I think he's too out there, and I, you know.
He's kind of a douche.
Yeah, that's my, I've always kind of thought he's a little bit douchey, but that's fine. I respect the fact that he's passionate about stuff. He's really passionate about the climate thing. And a lot of Democrats are falling in line with drilling offshore because Obama said it. By the way, I've been for offshore drilling forever. You guys know that. I was asked that question 2 months ago. I said, yes, I'm all for offshore drilling. Are you kidding me? When Obama said he's for offshore drilling, a bunch of Democrats either went quiet or they started falling in line with him. Al Gore said, you know what? No, he's wrong. I've been against offshore drilling. I'm still against offshore drilling. We shouldn't do offshore drilling. And now he's bashing Obama for it. So, you know what I mean? He's going to take that hit, but he's sticking with his convictions. You can't respect people that were maybe they were against it 6 months ago, and now the president says he's for it, so now all of a sudden they're for it. That's the stuff that really bothers me.
It's like voting for it before you voted against it.
Yes, yes. Which the John McCain, John Kerry, you know, disease that a lot of senators have, I guess. But anyway, I don't know. So that's my problem with guys like that. But I got to be honest, we don't have time to do anything. We still have notes to do. I have the current events quiz. I have not so true facts. Well, everything will have to wait till tomorrow. Because
The Jewish fault.
Our racist friend and the Jews.
Yes, I'm the Jews.
Caused us to go late. Damn it. I want to thank everybody for listening today. We'll be back tomorrow, of course, with another show starting at 4:30. Spread the word, Chubby Ray Live. By the way, Stitcher's got brand new apps. The Stitcher app that we use, try your phone. They just got a bunch of new phones updated, including almost every version of the Palm Pre, BlackBerry. If you've got a phone that gets internet, chances are you can get this show on it. All right, thanks for listening. We're out of here. Talk to you tomorrow. That's it for Chubby Ray Live. Say goodbye, Pickett.
Bye.
Say goodbye, Gorilla.
Pickett and Gully love each other. I'm out.
Say goodbye, Gully.
Hi, Hitler.
Tati Bogus. Bye, everybody.